Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. Governor Josh Stein on Thursday issued an executive order about abortion that might spark the first battle between the governor's office and the General Assembly. Stein directed state cabinet agencies not to cooperate with investigations, prosecutions, or fines directed at abortion providers who might violate the state's new abortion law. He also instructed Health and Human Services to require more patient privacy information protection from healthcare providers and to pursue other ways to shield abortion providers from criminal action. North Carolina's 2023 law dropped the abortion time limit from 20 weeks of pregnancy to 12. In-person abortion counseling is also required at least 72 hours before procedure. The sheriff's office is investigating a home invasion that happened Saturday on Arn Ward Road. Two masked bandits allegedly forced one victim to hand over $650 in cash while another one was held at gunpoint. The suspects were described as black males wearing black clothes with ski masks. Other individuals in the home at the time said that they did not witness the incident. The case is under investigation. A Bolton man faces multiple charges after he was arrested with drugs and firearms in his Curry home. Jameson Freeman, age 36, was on release from prison on felony drug charges. Probation and parole agents found methamphetamines, opiates, cocaine, and firearms during a warrantless search of his home. He's currently being held in the Bladen County Jail under no bond. Temperatures next week are expected to be well below normal starting on Monday. Tuesday's highs are expected to be in the 30 to 35 degree range. Temperatures will nosedive after they moderate today and through the weekend, which is going to bring us some rain as well. There's also a chance of some winter precipitation on Tuesday and Wednesday, but it's still too far out to say exactly what will happen. Our meteorologist, Christopher Cawley, breaks it all down on the CCN weather blog on our website. Southern Commercial Development and CSX Railroad will close 5 railroad crossings in eastern Columbus and northern Brunswick counties starting January 20th for repairs. The repairs should be completed one at a time to reduce traffic delays. They'll start in Brunswick County and end in the Acme community by January 30th, depending on the weather. Saturday is going to be the Martin Luther King Jr. Unity March in downtown Wyville. The procession starts at Vineland Station and goes to the courthouse, where there'll be music and speeches. The event starts at 10 a.m. The march is sponsored by the Wyville chapter of the Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. The warming station is open from 7 p.m. until 7 a.m. nightly at Facts of Life Church at 506 North Lee Street in Wyville. Pastor Daisy Brooks said hours will be extended on extremely cold days. Volunteers are needed from area churches and civic groups. Also, they could use donations of baby supplies, coffee, bottled water, and toilet paper. Call 910-918-4531 if you'd like to help out. A fundraiser plate sale for the family and children of Mystic Crib will be held January 25th from 11 until 2 at Murph's Pond in Wyville and at Happy Home Baptist Church in Nakina. Tickets are $10. They're available from a number of area locations. See this story online for more. Or call 910-625-0952 for tickets. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.